If you are here this morning and you have a wife, a mother of your children, or you have a mom here today and you have completely forgotten about Mother's Day until you arrived here at the building, I want you to take a card from the pew in front of you. I want you to fold that over at the top. I want you to write Happy Mother's Day. On your way out, we have a teacher's supply room. It has a lot of glitter and stickers and markers. And we want to help everyone out. I don't know how anyone could forget Mother's Day in our commercialistic society. If a holiday can sell it, we're going to hear about it. And so, happy Mother's Day. It is a day that we want to honor our mothers. And this morning we are going to answer this question, what do mothers want? And this is not so much what do they want on Mother's Day, but what do mothers want? So turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 15, verse 4. And we see an interesting passage here. Jesus quotes from the Old Testament about honoring our father and mother, and then he gets into talking about people who devoted money to God and not using it on their parents and how shameful that was. What a problem it was. And so we have this obscure practice that is hard for us to understand. But Matthew 15, 4 says, "For God said, honor your father and mother. And this is another scripture quote, anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death." And so the situation was the Jewish leaders of the day had set up a system where if you wanted to designate your possessions, if you wanted to donate them or will them to the temple upon your death, you could. And upon your death, it wouldn't go to your family, it'd go to the temple. However, during your lifetime, since it's been designated to God in that way, it couldn't be given to others. You couldn't give it anywhere else. You've already committed it. However, you could use it. You could use those finances. And so you had people who were telling their elderly parents, "I'm sorry, I can't care for you. I've devoted this to God." And it was a practice that a loophole, if you want to put it that way, and it was a real problem. And so Jesus is addressing that, and he says, and this is really to adults, honor your father and mother. But then he also quotes another passage to show how important this is. In other words, Jesus was saying, remember in the law, if you cursed your mother and father as a child, that brought the death penalty. Honoring our parents, what Jesus is saying here, the message is, it's very important that we, no matter what our age, as a child or as an adult, it's very important that we honor our parents. And so I want to look at four ways today that we can honor our mothers, what mothers want. And the first one is, honor her with your words. Turn to Ephesians 6:4. We have here another part of Scripture, Paul says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then Paul quotes, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. And so I want to just point out for younger children or children still living at home, mothers want to be honored with our words, and Scripture tells us to do that. It says, children, obey your parents. We need to point out that mothers aren't perfect. You may feel like you have the perfect mother. There is no perfect mother. Jesus didn't have a perfect mother. And I want to look at Luke chapter 2. Let's notice something here with Jesus and his mother. His mother wasn't perfect, and she was chosen by God to raise Jesus. But Luke chapter 2, you have this incident where Joseph and Mary had Jesus, and they had the family here, probably other siblings at this time, in Jerusalem. And they're worshiping God, and it's time to leave, and they leave and travel with their family, but Jesus stays at the temple. So they go back to find him, and they find him at the temple, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Why? And I want to pause there for a minute. Understand, Jesus does not argue with his mother. Jesus answers a question that his mother has asked. His mother, in essence, has said, "Jesus, explain yourself." And Jesus does. He says, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" Now, upon that explanation, Mary didn't say, "Well, Jesus, you're right. Mom was wrong." She doesn't do that. She didn't understand what he was saying. But, verse 51, he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. She was wrong. He was obedient. Mothers want us as children, as younger children at home, when they ask something, they want us to do it. They want us to honor her with our words. Yes, mother. They want us to not be argumentative, to not be disrespectful. I want us to consider that there's an epidemic in our world today, and that is children being disrespectful to their parents. Children being disrespectful to their mothers. I don't know why this exists. I mean, I do, but I don't want to get into the whys of it. But young people understand, just because your mother may allow you to be disrespectful to her doesn't mean that God's okay with that. We need to look at Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. Notice this will kind of seem like an obscure passage and a little odd. But it says, "The eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedience to a mother, will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures." And mothers, I'm sorry I've shared this on Mother's Day. If my mom was here, she's like me, we're kind of queasy about stuff. And this isn't the most beautiful thought here. But I share it for children. How serious is God about us as children, especially children at home, respecting our parents? You may disrespect your mother and you may say, "Well, she lets me talk to her that way." But with God, that's not an excuse. That is not an excuse with God. And I want to speak to youngsters still living at home and let you know that God expects better of you than that. If your mother allows that, that's an issue. All right? But you respect your mother not because she makes you, but in order to honor her and to honor God. And you can do that whether she allows you to disrespect her or not. And God calls us to. We need a lot more yes ma'am, no ma'am, don't we? Yes. I remember as an old preteen, I remember as a kid, I had a friend in Poto, a friend named Keith Waters. And a few of you here know that family. But I remember going over to his house and being at his house some and being around his family. I remember him saying, "Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am." He wouldn't call his mother, mother. Sure wouldn't call her by her first name. I personally think it's disrespectful. Call your mother, mother, or mom. But he was taught, "Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am." I remember an incident where he pulled a cup out of the cabinet. This just sticks in my mind. I was probably first grade. He pulls a cup out of a cabinet. And a smaller cup falls, and I think it broke. And a larger was put on a smaller upside down. And it was, this was a no-no in the house, and he had probably been told about it before. I remember the strictness of his mother. My mom didn't teach us to say, "Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am." I'm not saying that's bad that she didn't. We did. We were taught to be respectful. But moms, if you want to know what they want a little more yes, ma'am, a little more no, ma'am, a little more thank you, a little more I love you. And this lesson is not just for children, it's also for us as fathers and husbands. I want to share an article that was written to Dear Abby a number of years back. And it reads like this: "I enlisted shortly after Pearl Harbor. 36 days later, I was on my way to the Philippines. En route, the Philippines fell to the Japanese and we were routed to Australia. 11 days after we landed, I met the most beautiful girl in the world. On our first date, I told her I was going to marry her. I did 18 months later, while on a 10-day R&R leave from New Guinea. After more than 57 years of marriage and two children, my beloved Mary died 5 days before Christmas. Although we agreed that our ashes were to be scattered over the mountains, I found I could not part with hers. While Mary was alive, she would frequently say, 'You know, or you don't know how much I love you, I would reply likewise. I never said I love you. Now her ashes are on my dresser where I tell her several times a day how much I love her, but it's too late. Although I wrote poetry to her, I could not bring myself to say the three words I knew she most wanted to hear. As my dearest was dying and we thought she was comatose, I told her there aren't enough words to tell you how much I love you. A few hours later, she whispered, not enough words, and she passed. The reason I'm writing is to urge men to express their feelings while their loved ones are alive. I don't know why, but many men are reluctant to express the depth of their feelings. Signed, Missing Mary in Colorado. There's a proverb 31:28 that says, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Mothers want to be told, I love you. They want to be told, thank you. They want to be told, Mom, I appreciate that. We need to show our mothers honor with our words. We need to honor our mothers with our ears. There was a documentary about men going to an execution or going to execution. This was a documentary a little while back of a number of men who were going to execution for capital crimes, and they interviewed those men and their mothers too. Men and mothers who were on death row, the men were. And invariably, the mothers would say, he's such a good boy. And the interviewer would respond, yeah, but he slaughtered 37 people with an axe. And the mom would say, I know, but he has a good heart. You know, it's no wonder that we love our mothers, because mothers listen. They listen to their children. They have a special fondness and affection for their children. Our mothers listen to us. But who listens to mom? Who listens to mom, especially as a mom gets older? As a mother ages, we need to be their rock. We need to honor them with our ears and hear about their needs and struggles and fears. Moms hear from everyone. They hear what everyone wants, for dinner, from food to clothes to, Mom, can you take me here? Can you take me there? What about mom? What about what mom wants? Notice Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Do we have to obey our moms the first time they ask? I remember as a kid, Mom used this 1, 2, 3. She used the counting system. You know that system where she tells me to do something, 1, 2. You know, if she gets to 3, it's a busting. Like someone's crying and it's not going to be her. And so, you know, you don't let her get to 3. It's a good system. I rated a B. You know, with me, it was kind of like you've seen the old boxing matches where the guy gets knocked out and the referee's counting. And the guy's laying there and I'm thinking, I'm like, get up, get up. He's not going to get up. No, he's just taking his time. He has till 10. He can hear him. And he's going to get. And so I would kind of do that. You know, 1. All right, I have 1. 2. All right, I'm up. And so that was the counting system. Moms want to be honored by not having to repeat themselves. If I force my mom to repeat herself, pushing the boundaries of how upset is she going to get, we need to honor our mothers. Young ones living at home, and when mom asks me to get up and clean my room or do the dishes or whatever it is, we need to honor our mothers with our ears and listen and obey. Number 3, we need to honor our mothers with our hands. Mothers are tired, right? Can I get an amen? Mothers can give me an amen this morning. You're tired. Mothers work hard. They need our help. Husbands, we need to help the mothers of our children. Marriage counselors commonly hear from wives, I just wish he would help a little more around the house and with the kids. Children, your mother wants to hear more of some of these things. Now, these will sound foreign. This is in English. I'm speaking English. It will sound like a foreign language. But mom, could I help with the dishes? Mom, could I help with dinner? Mom, could I help with the laundry? Mothers would like to hear more of these things, wouldn't they? Mothers, they need our hugs and they need our help. I remember when I was a child, I had a thought and I even spoke it. And it was horrible. It really was horrible. But I remember thinking, I was probably 13. And it was some, I can't remember the details of the situation, but some situation where I needed mom or dad to do whatever. And I guess I sensed the burden or the responsibility that it is for parents. They're doing for me. And I sensed that, right? But here's my thought on it. I remember clearly having this thought. They're the ones that had me. That's it. They're the ones that you guys chose to bring me into this world. You're the parents. I didn't go on and I didn't say this to them, but my thinking was, if you didn't want to take care of me, what'd you have me for? You did this. You made this bed. Now lie in it. I had that thought, and I remember saying it, and that's horrible. It really is. Mothers want our help. They need us to honor them with our hands. Proverbs 23:25 says, "May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice." Make your mother glad she had you. Right? Make her glad she had you. Because of how we bless her life. And I'm not talking about being loved by our mothers. I'm talking about our mothers being blessed by our help and what we can do for them. And number four, honor your mother with your heart. Proverbs 17:6, children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Our parents need to be our pride. Our mothers need to be our pride. They need to be. This isn't talking about what we do. Number four is not honoring with our words or listening and being quick to obey or helping with our hands. This is caring. Do I care about what's going on in mom's life? Am I grateful for what mom is doing for me or has done for me? I'm not exactly sure. I'm a little bit sure. But God made us so that our long-term memory doesn't really kick in until about age 5. And before that, most people don't remember much. Now, there are a few people, a handful of people on earth that can remember all the way back to the beginning. They have this perfect memory of their life. But God made us so that our long-term memory doesn't kick in till about that age, 4, 5, 6. I don't know why, because the greatest things my mom did for me is at an age I can't remember. And the greatest thing she did for you is at an age you can't remember. And that is when she fed you, when she got up in the middle of the night. You go back even before that, the journey of and what a mother does during pregnancy, childbirth, and caring for a young child, that's what our mothers have done for us. And we need to honor our mothers by being appreciative, being grateful, caring about our mothers. Young moms have a lot of responsibility. And we need to help them, and we need to care about their struggles. Mothers of teenagers oftentimes have a challenging journey. And I want to speak to teenagers just for a second. If you're a teen, raise your hand, just so we're clear. All right, thank you. I do not want to insult you. Please forgive me. Right? God made us in adolescence to be somewhat self-absorbed. In adolescence, God made it so that teenagers tend to really think a lot about themselves. And I think part of that is so that they'll fly the nest. Your moms don't want you to be in the nest forever. They want you to fly. And God helped you with that. He made you think about you and how you're going to grow up and be independent and responsible. But teenagers, Raise your hand again. I've already lost some of you. I can tell. Teenagers, thank you. Don't let your nature of thinking a lot about you keep you from honoring your mother by thinking about her. Teenagers, I want to remind you to think about your mother. Care about your mother and the things that she is dealing with, the burdens that she is carrying in life. What do mothers want? Do mothers want one special day? There's 365 of these things in a year. Can you just give me one special one? I don't think that's a great thing. Mother's Day is a great thing. Don't get me wrong. But I think what mothers want is for their children to honor them every day. And God calls us to do that. We worship our God, and today we want to worship our God by honoring our mothers. This morning we're going to sing a song of encouragement, and there may be someone here this morning, there may be something heavy on your heart that we need to pause and go before the Father with. There may be someone here this morning, and this very day you realize, you know now that you're lost in your sins and you want to give your life to Christ and become a Christian. If there's a need that you have, please come while we stand and sing. Oh,